Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the habit, the insanity of continuing movies and TV shows that just keep going broke and getting woke. And they don't seem to be learning from anybody else that has also done that. So we've got the new Charlie's Angels movie. We've got the Terminator Dark Fate movie. The latest and the last in the X-Men series, Dark Phoenix, I think it was. That one didn't do very well. And these movies continually push the narrative of the getting woke. And of course, all of them fail. And as I was reading through all these stories, I kind of started thinking they keep, if you look at what the producer said, especially on this Charlie's Angels one here, she said, director Elizabeth Banks defends reboots and blames men for Charlie's Angels flopping with an $8.6 million domestically on a $50 million budget. And she complains you've had 37 Spider-Man movies. It reinforces the stereotype in Hollywood that men don't go see women do action movies. And so she's blaming us, right? Well, if you think about it, as a guy, when I'm looking at different news articles, when I read about different stories on the web, when I see TV shows, when you look at a Gillette commercial that calls men toxic, all we get fed over and over and over again is toxic masculinity, toxic masculinity, toxic masculinity. It's forced down our throats. And at the end of the day, when it's now time to go see a movie, and these are advertised as a feminist empowering woman movie, do you think anyone is going to force up between $12 and $15 just for you alone, not including popcorn and food and everything else? Do you think they're going to pay 15 bucks to go in and get more of the rubbing it in our faces about feminism, right? You can't get away from it in media today as it is. And now they're saying, hey, look, we have a script. It's about feminism. You should watch it. No, you should. Seriously, you should watch it. You have to watch it. Watch it. Come on. Do you really think people are going to pay money for that crap? So they keep jamming it down our throats. And I said, okay, that's one thing. But then they complain about women not wanting to go see women in action movies. I made a list for you. And I'm going to read this off, but I also want you to think about what's common in all of these things, okay? And I'll share at the end. You ever seen the movie Alien or Aliens 2, any of the Alien franchises? They're one of my favorite movies of all time. Right? Ripley, played by Sigourney Weaver. Okay, awesome, awesome horror movie. Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. Great horror movies. They're very strong female leads. Wonder Woman, the most recent Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot, right? That was a great movie. The Hunger Games. I forget the actress's name in that. Kill Bill. Right? La Femme Nikita, Mad Max with Fury Road, Terminator 2, Lucy, and also Under Her Skin by, I forget her name too. You can tell how good I am remembering names. Haywire, Resident Evil, Underworld. All these movies had really strong female leads. But there's also something else that's really important about them. None of those movies were ever done by men and remade into woman or into a female lead for a story or a feminist push, right? But if you look on the side where they're complaining that they're going woke and going broke and men aren't going to see them, there's also another really common thread in this, right? Let's look at this. On the CW network, Batwoman and Supergirl are both doing really bad, but The Arrow is doing really well. Okay, The Arrow is a male character in the comic books being played by a man on the CW. It's doing pretty well. Batwoman was originally Batman, but it's been changed for the female narrative. Supergirl was, yes, originally Superman, and then Supergirl came out in the comics, and I think it's his cousin. But, you know, that still, it's a girl taking part in what was originally a male's role. Charlie's Angels, that was three women reporting to a guy named Bosley. And the three women, that was always their role. Yes, that's great. But now Bosley is replaced by a woman in this newest one. And also, the acting is really flat. And they push a very feminine narrative, okay? Terminator Dark Fate, this replaced John Connor. Let me see if I can pull this up here real quick. This replaced John Connor right here. Natalie Reyes, who played Danny Ramos in the movie, praised the cast diversity while being interviewed by Entertainment Weekly. The savior of the world from the previous movies, a white child by the name of John Connor, was replaced with a Latina female in this new edition. You're taking a male role and replacing it with a female. Ghostbusters, the one most recent one that flopped awful. You're going to tell me you're going to be better than Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Ramos? Is that it? I don't know. But you're going to tell me you're better than that cast? But again, male replaced by female cast. Star Wars The Last Jedi, the problem with that one, and that one kind of flopped pretty bad too, is you've got Rey, who all of a sudden knows how to do everything that Luke used to know how to do, except she's never taken any teachings from a Yoda or anybody else. She just can somehow magically fight with a lightsaber like a badass and use her force powers, and extremely powerful with no one teaching her. Ocean's 8. It was done already with men in Ocean's 11 and 12 and 13. The problem with all of these things is that not only do they have flat characters and they're uninteresting characters, but they don't have any diversity. You know, when you look at Gal Gadot and the new Wonder Woman, or Aliens with Ripley, or The Hunger Games, or Kill Bill, or La Femme Nikita, you know, again, against all these great movies, the women had flaws. The women had weaknesses. They were shown to sometimes be crying or sometimes to be upset. They were also shown angry. They were also shown vulnerable. They were then shown tough. They're a three-dimensional character that has flaws. In all these new movies, the women are flawless. They're perfect. They can fight and not a single punch gets landed on them. But they wipe out a room full of men. And they miraculously know how to do everything. They can figure things out faster than men and better than men. And of course, then there's this thick, you know, feminist movement behind it. All of those things just reek of an agenda. And people can sense that. People can tell. You know, the new Bond movie that's coming out. Let me see if I have that graphic pulled up here. The new Bond movie that's coming out. Bond number is up. Black female actor is the new 007. Now, she's not going to be named Bond, but she's taking over the number 007. Why? Why can't she be in a movie with James Bond 007 and she's the new 006, the 002, whatever? Why do you have to replace a guy's role with a female and then tell men to be happy about it, and we're going to push a feminine agenda on top of it, and we're going to charge you $15 on top of that? Do you really think guys are interested in that? We have no problems with strong female leads, because all those movies that I read out earlier are awesome movies, and they have really strong female leads in them, and they're all interesting and exciting, and there's some badass women in that. But the other ones that I read off are all male roles replaced by women. You're trying to rewrite the story, and you're trying to then push an agenda that women are just as good or better or whatever. We're not interested in that, and we're not going to pay you money to go on top of that. So I think the new Bond is at least they're not giving her the name Bond, but maybe that's because she's a female and they can't name her James Bond. I don't know. But taking his number and overwriting yet another male lead, come on, why are we doing this? Just change it up a little bit. Change the script a little bit and stop throwing it on so thick. Until Hollywood understands that men have no interest in watching a male role rewritten as a female role and then be told why women are so awesome and strong, we're not interested. Stick to doing good movies with unique storylines, with strong female casts, you'll do fine. But until you learn that and you keep trying to rewrite the narrative, you're just going to keep going broke from getting woke. I'm Joker. This is Better Bachelor. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.